Okay, we will now convene the June 9, 2015 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings for Rental Program Cases. At the outset, I reviewed the minutes of our May 12, 2015 meeting and approved them. For those representatives who will be testifying for the City of Daytona Beach at this morning's proceeding, please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any announcements before we proceed with the hearing of this morning's cases?
Yes, Mr. Bekelja. Agenda item number 2, case number SMGRI2015-0009 is in compliance as of June 8, 2015.
Okay, very good. All right, with that, we'll proceed with the first case on this morning's agenda, Audra Jane Bowers. Is there anyone here for the respondent? Okay, don't see a respondent. What say the city?
Good morning, Ms. Vekelja. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. The case that's before you is here for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jürgen Betz, and he's advised that the property remains in non-compliance and is asking for a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $15,000. And I will turn to Mr. Betz for any factual information for the court.
Okay, last time we were here, and according to our minutes, the only thing left to be done was windows. What happened?
The one outstanding item still remains the windows. They said they had a problem getting the parts. The parts came in. They believe the parts are in today. They plan on picking up the parts today and getting the repairs done by Friday.
That's what they told you?
That's what they've told me, and they've told me similar on two prior occasions.
Parts are in today. They expect to be in compliance by Friday. Is that what you're being told?
Yes, sir, correct. Which is June 12th.
What day is Friday?
June 12th.
June 12th. All right, I'm going to order the respondent come into compliance by June 26th. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance, or the amount of the fine reaches what?
$15,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you happen to speak to the respondent, I'm holding them to their representation to you that they're going to be done by Friday. I've given them an additional week on top of that. And if it's not by then, you can talk to them, let them know. This fine will automatically go into effect on June 26th.
Very good, thank you.
Very good, thank you. All right, case number 2 is in compliance. Case number 3, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated. This is with regard to 236 North Peninsula Drive. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent. What say the city?
Mr. Vekelja, this is before you for determination of compliance and noncompliance. This is in response to a tenant complaint. The property is a triplex and it's currently unoccupied. The property remains in noncompliance.
I'm sorry, did you say occupied or unoccupied?
It is unoccupied currently. To the best knowledge of the inspector, at least as relates to the last tenant. The property remains in non-compliance. As in the past, there's been no contact from the owner, and the staff is requesting next cutoff to come into compliance. The inspector is Mr. Betz, and I tend to Mr. Betz if you have any questions.
All right, these are photographs of the property we're talking about that I'm looking at?
Correct, yes, sir.
And I was curious. When I see first notified, date of first notification, 3/24/15, What does that actually mean?
That's when the first notice is mailed out.
First notice is mailed out.
The initial notice of violation, yes, sir.
So in the grand scheme of things, what's taking place before that happens?
He obtains the initial notice of violation. He's typically given approximately 30 days to make repairs. And if those 30 days pass without a response or without repairs, we then issue a CEB-2 and a hearing notice to come before you.
All right, so this is sort of a misnomer right here in the sense that it says date of first notification. I guess what you're saying is first notification of formal proceedings commencing, because you've already been out to the property, inspected the property, prepared an inspection report, given it to the property owner, and given the property owner 30 days.
Correct.
To correct it?
Yes, sir.
All right, I was just kind of, all right, thank you. I was curious about that. All right, based on our inspector's report, the photographs I've seen, the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in non-compliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by July 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 4, Tom and Valerie Ham.
I'm Tom Ham.
Come on up. Yes, sir. If you would please just state your name and be sworn.
Hi, I'm Tom Ham.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Ham, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, with that, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. All right, give us a minute. Let's ask our inspector how much time he thinks it should take for you to come into compliance, and I'll hear from you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, gentlemen, the question on the floor right now is how much time should it take Mr. Ham to come to compliance?
The inspector indicates next cutoff, Mr. Vickelger. He's had contact with this owner, and the owner has indicated that he plans a timely completion. But I'll turn to Mr. Betts for any further factual information.
All right, well, where are we on this list of items to be corrected?
The vast majority has been repaired. Only about two items are outstanding, and I think he expects to be completed with repairs in the very near future and would expect compliance by next cutoff date.
All right, let's hear from Mr. Ham. Mr. Ham, the city inspector says you've done most of this.
Yes,
and he thinks you ought to be able to have what's left wrapped up by July 8th. What do you say?
Minimally. Well before that, we're going to have it squared away within the next few days, Your Honor.
Very good. All right, then I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by July 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. When you're done, don't forget to call for your final inspection. That's the paperwork we need to put an end to this.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, do we have any miscellaneous business? All right. And that adjourns our special magistrate proceedings as it pertains to the rental program cases.